This is our third year, so we started it 3 years ago. And why did we start it? Because we live in a lovely mill on the River Blavé, and we sit there and wonder why no boats go past. And we thought, we had no intention when we came out to Brittany in setting up such a business, but we thought, when we remember all the boats that go past on all the rivers in the UK and how popular it is there, here's a beautiful river that nobody's making the most of. We thought we'd better put some boats on the river.
And that was when? That was in 2017?
17,
was it?
17, we started with two boats and on the River Blavé. And then in the following year,
last year,
we put two boats here in Rouen on the Nantes-Brest Canal.
So you've got the two bases.
So we've got two bases, one in Saint-Nicolas-des-Eaux on the Blavé, and here in Rouen on the Nantes-Brest Canal. So we were a little naive, perhaps, in everything that it would take to start up a business, but then it seemed like such a good opportunity, and yes, as you say, we're not completely naive in living and operating in France. Then the really complicated bit was associated with setting up a business renting boats, because there's a complicated system where, because you have to have a license to operate a boat on a river, we have to provide that license and the training that goes with it to all of our clients who don't have inland waterway licenses. And that's the majority of our clients. And that whole process, nobody seems to know very much about. And it's not available on the internet, and it's not electronic. And we eventually found out the office in Nantes that deals with all of that. And it was very mysterious. But we eventually got there.
Well, I think it's when you're going down a road that hasn't been travelled before and the legislation, such as there is, which is a lot here, doesn't fit in, then they've got to almost go back to square one themselves, haven't they?
I mean, you have to really look hard to find what you need. And yeah, we did it in the end. But it does mean that, you know, anyone who rents the boats doesn't have to have a licence because they operate it under our...
Excellent.
Under the license,
so it's worth
that we
it
have.
In the end.
An interesting word called nollisage, which nobody's heard of, but this
and
is
nobody
what,
knows what it means.
We are nolliseurs, and we provide the training.
Not even the French.
Back to the very first.
It is extraordinary, isn't it? We've asked the French people, you know, our friends,
and nobody knows what it
nobody
is.
Nobody knows what it means.
But we're nolliseurs, accredited nolliseurs.
So, how many boats do you have, and where did you find them?
We've got four, so two in each base, and we went to Holland.
Were they in good condition, or did you have much to do?
They're in pretty good condition. And that's actually part of the reason for going to Holland is that, firstly, they've got a huge number of boats available, and they're all very solidly built. So unlike most of the boats available in France, which are all fiberglass, these are all steel, which means a bit more maintenance, but they are, if you do that maintenance, then they'll stay in very good condition. Some of our boats are very old. The hull on one of them is from 1900.
But also, if you say they're more solid, then in the hands of an amateur, you're less likely to have perhaps damage.
Well, if you bash it, there's less likely to be, you know, serious damage. We might have scraped paint. Well, we do have scraped paint and the odd dent, but nothing like with a fiberglass.
Yeah. How many people do the boats accommodate in general? And What about children? Because I know people come, they have families coming over in the summer with little ones, little grandchildren.
Well, we can accommodate between 2 and 8. So all of the boats can be driven, navigated by 2 people easily. They've got bow thrusters on them, which means that actually moving them is quite easy. So in addition to the rudder driven by the steering wheel, that you've got bow thrusters which propel the front of the boat, so it's easily navigated with a little joystick to get into locks and bring it alongside. So navigation's quite simple. So back to the question of how many people, we can take 8 people on 2 of the boats, but it's very cozy. We like to talk to people in advance and find out what their requirements are and make sure they understand just how cozy it might be, and the fact that you're sharing a very small bathroom with a hand shower, and that's going to be it. It's a little bit camping or caravanning, but on the water in beautiful old boats. And we've had a family this year of 2 parents with 5 children of a variety of ages, and they got on absolutely fine. Yes. 2 types of boats are a little bit different. In one, the vedette type, the classic Dutch cruiser. River cruiser, has railings all around it, And so you can harness up a child and attach to the railings, and the child can walk along the railings and go up to the front and the back in relative security. Whereas the barge type ones are a little bit like English narrow boats.
Yeah, open.
They do have walkways down the side, but you have to hang on to a bar on the roofs as you go past. So if you're a small child, you can't reach those.
What previous experience, if any, is needed when somebody hires one of the boats? Do they need any?
No training, maybe?
So there's no experience is required. This is part of this process that we talk about, the nolisage. We need to give basic instructions, the formal training to get a permit for inland waterways takes you through all the flags and lights and everything that you might need if you came across a tanker being towed from astern, by all sorts of things. So, but on the waterways here, it's simply a question of if you meet another boat, which side do you pass? If you're going through a bridge, which archway do you go through so that you don't hit other people or go through an archway that doesn't have enough water underneath? So there's a simple bit of waterways navigation. Then there's explaining all how to manoeuvre the boat and all the equipment on board. So there's the fridges and how to change the gas bottle if necessary and all the things that they will need to know. And then I will go out with every crew and do, even if they've got full experience, and do one or more locks, usually for people who haven't done it before, three or four locks. And when they're comfortable and I'm comfortable, then I hop off and cycle back or walk back.
Listen to it.
It works for both of us, really, because we're happy that they're able to do what they're doing, and they're happy because they've got confidence that Simon's sort of shown them. But, you know, they've got everything on board. We do the beds, we give towels, the kitchen's fully equipped. We do a little welcome pack.
Excellent.
Tea, coffee, you know, so they can tip up.
We do try and keep the training part down to a relatively short period, because, of course, people, when they arrive, they want to get going on the water. It takes about an hour to get on board and give enough basic instruction on the boat, and then we can do the rest underway, and that when we're doing the first few locks.
So not locks, really, then, no problem there. How far can you go each way, and for how long? How long do people usually take the boat?
You know all of that.
In our view, a week is a perfect time for cruising, or a minimum of a week, because in that you can spend 3 days. And, for example, from Rouen, you can go to Josselin and spend a night in Josselin. And then beyond that, you've got Montetolo and Roque-Saint-André and Malétroit. If you're doing a week's holiday, that's comfortable. You're not doing too much. You're perhaps doing 3 hours cruising each day, and you'll get there and do that.
So are you open all the year round, or do you take some time off?
No, well, the locks are closed from the end of October till the beginning of April. So there is no traffic on the rivers then at all.
And what future plans? Do you get any more boats or...
No.
I mean, the common sense or the business sense says that we need more boats to make it a properly commercial business. But actually what we want to do is to be able to provide the personal service and make it something that we can help our clients have a good holiday and add a little bit to it and help them plan it. And really, actually, four is all we can manage.
Well, thank you very much. Continue messing about on
the river. Yeah.
And I think it's a splendid venture. And I really, really think what a wonderful place to be.
Yeah,